Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. You know, we live in a day and an age where right and wrong no longer have any meaning, or at least the goal is to try to make it have no meaning. Instead of absolute truth, as the Bible teaches, we are being told that there is only relative truth. That is, truth is whatsoever you think it is, or truth is what you believe. It is, you know, and in some people's mind, the answer is that you really cannot know the truth. Even some professing Christians say this. In effect, what we are seeing is a world that more and more people intend to do what is right in their own eyes. So as a logical outcome of this nonsense, people are being taught in most churches that they should not judge. Wow. Now, if I say that Robert Shule is a heretic, some would get offended because we are not supposed to judge. But read the New Testament, my friend. Did Paul name names? Yes, of course. It is certainly possible to become a person who has appointed himself the judge of everyone else and has set himself up as the judge and the jury and the executioner. And there's even many discernment ministries, that's in quotations out there, doing just that. But according to the Bible, and open up your spirit, we are only to preach the truth, but we must also preach what the truth is not. Let me say that again. According to the Bible, we are not only to preach the truth, but we must also preach what the truth is not. Well, just read the epistles. Every one of them was written to combat error. One way or the other, they all come back to that. Now listen again. Open up your spirit. In the end, we really cannot preach the truth unless we expose error. Wow. In the end, we cannot preach truth unless we expose error. If we do, then our message will not be clear. Otherwise, and because many of people are looking for affirmation of their own error, they will otherwise try to make what you say agree with them. Now please listen again here, people. You know, people like Robert Shule and Joel Osteen and many others on TV and social media today and YouTube and all that crap out there are leading millions astray. They have already rejected all counsel and appeal. I know this because they themselves have bragged about it, doing so, and have ridiculed their critics. But it is far beyond that point, though, my friend. Thus, in accordance with Matthew 18 and other teachings of the Bible, they ought to be called out and named before all. Now, I am not naive enough to think it will do any good, but that was never the criteria given by Christ for doing this. Now, open up your spirit here again, my friend. We are to name names in order to separate light from darkness and in order to protect the body of Christ. But nevertheless, there are thousands, maybe millions of Christian people who will say that this is judging. Yet, they themselves, if they give it any kind of thought, they would see the folly of their thinking there. Amen. For example, let's suppose someone does object when I say that someone's conduct or teaching is right or it's wrong. And suppose they say that this is judging. Well, I would submit that such a charge in itself is hypocritical. And why? Now stay with me here, because they are saying it is wrong to say something is wrong, and by doing so, they are saying I am wrong. So they are now judging me. They are violating the very principle that they demand that we never judge anything. The point is, once we condemn someone for judging, we ourselves are judging. It ought to be obvious that there is something flawed in this kind of reasoning that eliminates, now listen, all moral reasoning from our thinking. It just does not, you know, work. It just does not work, but it creates a moral and logical circle that cannot be resolved. Now, I will be honest. I have lost some really close friends that I thought that I would die for. Friends who are really great Bible teachers, and friends that I have traveled the world in ministry because I dared to speak up and address some character flaws that they requested me to look at in their lives. And of course, the best defense is to attack. Just because we are a good, even great Bible teacher does not prevent character flaws in our life. Let me say that again. Because we're used by God and because we're a great Bible teacher does not prevent character flaws in our life. And when the character flaws overshadow relationship and the delivery of the ministry of God's word, then they must be confronted and resolved so that godly witness of the gospel message can be delivered in peace and without strife. I was in Africa with a fellow who always saw himself as the leader, even if he wasn't. As a matter of fact, he would organize the team together with his friends who would look up to him and hold him up in great esteem. But that's not the way that God looks at it. We preach or teach a word from God. We all preach or teach a word from God. No one person is deeper and more gifted to minister. And if you think you are, well, then I will tell you, my brother, you have a problem with pride and arrogance. Finally, after this fellow started preaching at me so he could marginalize me and manipulate me, we had a come to Jesus meeting and I shared my heart with him at his request, and he utterly rejected my words and me. Well, no problem. He went his way and I went mine. Judgment must be done in situations like this. If not, God and ministry gets a black eye. And in this situation and others, it is the fact is, once we eliminate the truth from our thinking, we also eliminate all sanity. Yeah, that's right. Once we eliminate the possibility of truth from our thinking and reasoning, we create a moral and spiritual vacuum. In fact, it is almost impossible to eliminate morality and truth or right and wrong from a person's thinking. The reason we cannot eliminate these things is that we are all moral creatures. We have a built-in moral nature. God has hardwired us so, even if it has been twisted and by sin or by rebellion. Morality is woven into the fabric of who we are as a human being. In Psalms 42:7, David writes, "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are going over me." My friend, there is a call from the heart of God to our heart. Deep calleth unto deep. Wow. And we have a need for God. And we have a need, to be used by God, and we have a need to know God. Wow. God has also hardwired us with a need for relationship. That's right. God has hardwired us for a need for relationship with people, and a need that can only be satisfied and fulfilled by God Himself in our life. Oh, my friend, deep calleth unto deep. But if we allow that deep to be stifled in our life, if we allow all of that just to be done away with, then we will be out there on the edge in this lack of morality, in this lack of thinking. We can only have proper relationship with our brothers and our sisters when we have proper relationship with the Lord. And that is so critical, and that is so lacking in the body of Christ today. Our relationship with man and woman will equal that from the relationship that we have with God. And if we have no relationship with God, then we cannot have a relationship with man. I have seen that and my friend here in Africa. But that's okay. I love this brother, and if he would want to come back, that would be fine. I would open up my heart to him again. But until he learns that lesson, he will continue in that which he he wants to do himself. So God bless. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a great week. And we are looking forward to sharing more on judging. Amen. God bless.